It's VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A Lion Air flight with 188 people on board crashed into the sea just minutes after taking off today from Indonesia's capital. The crash is the worst airline disaster in Indonesia since Air Asia flight went killed 162. That was in 2014. An interfaith memorial service held late on Sunday in the U.S. city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where a gunman killed 11 worshipers in a synagogue. The Catholic Archbishop of New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, says any attack is horrible, but this one in Pittsburgh amplified.
A violent attack on people who are at prayer in a sanctuary that's characterized by peace and unity is worse, and a violent attack upon a people, the Jewish people, who have suffered for centuries adds to the degradation and horror.
President Trump offered his prayers for the people affected and said these kinds of incidents point to the need for armed guards and houses of worship.
So this would be a case for if there was an armed guard inside the temple, they would have been able to stop him. Maybe there would have been nobody killed except for him.
Joshua Davidson is the senior rabbi of the Congregation Emmanuel in New York City.
This attack proves once again the desperate need for meaningful gun safety legislation. It proves once again the enduring menace of the world's oldest hatred.
The suspect, Robert Bowers, has a history of posting anti-Semitic messages online, has been charged with federal hate crime statutes. The deadly Ebola outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has claimed nearly 170 lives, that since August, with a second wave sweeping through the city of Beni. Many of those affected are children under the age of 10. This is VOA News.